Forward.
Thank you. The last years were a whirlwind of adventures while building all these products and being part of the startup ecosystem. I've met hundreds, maybe thousands of people while doing this. Writing this book is my final piece, for now. And it wasn't possible without the help of a lot of people. I'd like to thank every person who ever used my apps and websites, especially those who supported me financially by becoming a paying customer. I'd like to thank all my followers on Twitter for supporting my work by giving me feedback, sharing it, and sticking with me through my ups and downs throughout this startup journey. Success sometimes makes you a dick, especially on Twitter, and maybe I wasn't nice sometimes. So please forgive me, and again, thank you. I'd like to thank my family, my mom, my dad, and my brother Jeroen and Marijn for sticking with me and giving me true advice in times where it was hard to get objective feedback anywhere else. I'd like to thank my ex-girlfriend for repeatedly asking me, "When are you going to finish that fucking book?" for 2 years, but mostly believing in me when so many did not. I'd like to thank my co-shipping friends, Mark from Betalist, Lowen, Andre, Oscar, John from Ghost, AJ from Card, Cortland from Indie Hackers, Daniel my server guy TM, Shuf and Silver, Yuri the critic TM, Jelmer, aka Dutch Levels, Amrith, aka the Shinbag, Vlasti, Suska, and Felix from Fastlane. I'd also like to thank Patrick McKenzie, Patty 11, one of my biggest inspirations to start building stuff when I was reading his blogs on Hacker News years ago. Also John Yongfook, who showed me you could build startups while nomading and not look like a broke backpacker while doing it, but instead do it in style. And Derek Sivers, who taught me to every day try to be warm, nice, and humble, no matter how much you achieve. And Anthony from Hype Machine for always reaching out with advice. Importantly, I'd like to thank Jennifer DeWalt for inspiring me with her 180 websites in 180 days project. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have made 12 startups in 12 months, wouldn't have made Nomad List, and wouldn't be writing this book here. It's crazy how serendipity works. I'd like to thank everyone in Work in Progress chat for keeping me productive and forcing me to finally finish this book, which took me too long. I'd like to thank Product Hunt, and specifically Ryan Hoover and Andreas Klinger for always supporting me, giving great feedback and highlighting my startups repeatedly, and in a bigger way for creating this whole indie startup wave that I am benefiting from so much. All of you, and you now reading this book, have changed my life forever. Thank you. Why did I write a book? I never wanted to write a book. I have to be honest to say, I hardly read books myself. I think it takes a certain amount of hubris to put your thoughts in 200 pages and think you actually know something well enough that you should share it with people. But then all of you started buying it, so hey, let's do this. I think it's stupid to read lots of books about doing something, in this case startups, and then believe you're actually learning something from it. Because most successful people I know learned mostly everything they know from practice, just by doing things. Books are also outdated by definition. The moment I write this sentence and you read it, weeks, months, or years later, I might have already changed my mind. Then there's the entire survivorship bias. It assumes that what worked for me will work for you, but it probably won't. Because time has already changed, and I will never be able to put onto paper all the variables that have attributed to things that went successful for me. I really don't like to give people false promises, which is what most other books do. No, this book won't make you successful. That's all up to you. But I do want to write a book. Even with all these things stacked against writing a book, I want to write a book, if only because I see so much bullshit going around in the world of startups and tech. The media is presenting startups in the wrong way. People think they need to build billion-dollar companies. They need to fly to San Francisco and build a network and get $10 million investment from old rich guys. They need to hire 10x power developers and work them for 100-hour work weeks while feeding them pizza and soda. It will be great, they said. But it won't. It'll probably suck, and you probably won't get rich. Because the odds of a venture capital, VC-funded startup, are by definition stacked against you. Only 10% or less exit, and that doesn't even tell you if the founders make good money. There's giant company exits where the founders barely made money. That's why I'm writing this. To show you, you might be able to do it differently. The indie way of building a startup. What's the alternative? How about this? Do things yourself and build a nice side project that then can maybe turn into a bigger project that then maybe becomes a company that makes you enough money to quit your day job and stop working for the man. Enough money to build up good savings that if you invest well, will give you a nice early retirement. Your own company that can give you a little more freedom in your daily life so you can spend it with friends, your family, your pets, or just doing the things you love. Which in the best case is actually building an app, project, startup, or company you love to work at, on, for. I want to make bootstrapping great, again, MBGA. This way of building a company is called bootstrapped, which means you're self-funded. You use the resources you have to get started. The odds of building a successful bootstrapped business are way higher than building a venture-funded billion-dollar company, because the goal of a bootstrapped business is much more reachable. You don't need to do $1 billion in revenue. You're already there if you can pay yourself enough to live from. Any money that comes extra is even better. You'll probably have less stress, be happier, and be therefore a better friend, lover, partner, or parent. Just relax. The coolest thing about bootstrapping it is that it doesn't exclude going big later. Venture capital investors love to invest in companies that already have proven revenue. And that's literally what a bootstrapped business is. You'll be miles further than the person next to you pitching with just a PowerPoint deck. When you go for millions of dollars of VC investment on day one, it means you do exclude building a healthy, simple business. Your company is now strapped to a rocket and you need to go big or explode. That's why I think bootstrapping is the better way to build a business now. I really, truly, honestly want to see the mainstream startup narrative change into one where bootstrapping, revenue, and actual profit is cool. Writing a book on it with a proven framework people can apply may help accelerate this change. There's a personal legacy aspect here. If I can have a small influence in changing this, it feels good as a person. It's nice to change things for the better. And if it doesn't, well, thousands of people paid me money for this book. So it's a nice backup for me in case I go bankrupt. Why should you listen to me? Because I went from really scrappy side project to profitable company with users a few times now. Most times it failed miserably, but a few times it worked out for me. At time of writing, my website Remote OK just became the most visited remote jobs board in the world with 3 million monthly visits. Nomadlist is near that amount too, and ushered in a new era of digital nomads and remote work from 2014 onward. They're both manually built by me, profitable with high margins, up to 95%, and highly automated. I was Product Hunt's Maker of the Year twice. I've launched my startups to Reddit's front page twice. I grew one of my projects into 100,000 plus Moz month revenue, then 200,000 plus Moz month revenue, and together now to over 3,000 year, while blogging and tweeting about all the personal ups and lots of downs for the past years. I launched Rebase last year, which went from $0 to 50,000 month in 30 days. I recently launched Avatar AI, which went from $0 to $100,000 in 10 days. My projects together are now valued at anywhere from $10 million to $40 million, depending on what the market would pay for it. And I did it mostly by myself. Most of my other projects failed, some miserably, but I was able to get an idea to success a few times. There is a good chance that there is strong survivorship bias at work here, though. Remember that. The people who try and fail don't write books how they failed. That means my entire perspective is probably biased and skewed. You've been warned. This book is my entire brain dump. I've been getting thousands of questions the last few years. I think if I started answering them, I'd simply not get to working on my own projects anymore. That's why this book is the easiest knowledge transfer from me to you. Literally every single thing I learned in the last few years building bootstrap startups is in this book. It's my entire brain dumped on paper. It can be messy, but it's everything I know. I hope it'll be something like giving back to the community, and people will use it as guide in becoming indie makers and ship products. I've seen the drafts of this book already applied in hundreds of launch startups, because people will usually send me a message, which is super awesome. I'd love to see more. having some positive influence on people's lives is a lot more interesting to me than more revenue at this point. This book is continuously updated. I'll be working on this book just like any of my startups. It's a continuous project. I'll keep updating when I learn new things. App, site, product, startup, business. You'll see these terms in the book used somewhat like synonyms, because most of the theory in this book applies to all of these. Sites these days are like web apps, and apps are more like sites. Together, they are products, and a few of these products make up a startup, which in turn is a business. Generally, they're all the same thing. You'll need persistence and luck. You may need to try shipping 10 to 30 products for 1 to 3 years before you have anything that works. That's how this approach works. You build stuff and see what sticks. I don't know anybody who shipped one product and instantly became successful. It takes a long time to get it, and even then, it's a lot of luck and timing. If something doesn't seem to take off early on, it probably won't take off later. So make something new and try again. As I, and this book practice radical honesty, there's a chance nothing you make will be successful, but by doing, you'll have figured something new out that might lead you to somewhere else that will make you successful. Startups and life are about constantly pivoting when things don't work out. If you don't take action, though, you can be sure nothing will ever happen. Stagnancy kills. So ship. Always keep shipping. Practice. I want you to learn from actually shipping a product. This book is just ideas that might be wrong or right and biased, but your own personal practical experience will be the thing, if anything, making you successful. Not this book. This book is just me pushing you to go sit on the bicycle. Now learn to ride it yourself. Practice is everything. Get your own style. And most importantly, ship.